This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Friday, October 27th. Hams sold 7,500 hogs Thursday, selling a range of 195 to 206 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,100 head, selling a range of 194 to 206 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, October 28th are Ole West 2020, 194.60, Ole West 2021, 208.80, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 194.71, Hams Cash, 192.71, Thunder Creek Bricko, 199.63, High Life Cash, 205.94, and High Life Contract, $205.98 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are up, selling in the range of 28 to 35 cents per pound live weight. Hams Cash hog price today is mixed, and four contract prices opened higher this morning. On Thursday, Canadian dollar is down 23 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3825. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 72.16 cents U.S. Today, the U.S. cash markets are down to finish the week, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt pulling back $1.26 and both national base variants down 39 cents U.S. 100 weight relative to the previous day. With the value of the cutout also trending lower, down $1.65 so far this week, it will be difficult for cash to break out of the recent trend. Meanwhile, after bouncing off technical support levels, lean hog futures are higher for the third straight session this week, while the value of the Canadian dollar has dropped to its lowest level going back to October of last year. While a low Canadian dollar may be a positive thing for hog producers selling hogs, the less purchasing power of the Canadian dollar means that imports become more expensive generally. The concern, therefore, is that as imports become more expensive, it could contribute to higher inflation numbers. Higher inflation means the further away we get from Bank Canada's target 2% rate, thereby increasing the likelihood of another interest rate increase, meaning affordability issues for average Canadians will be prolonged.